This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989, and we'll fill the rest of that in. Regarding Michael, last name Groves, G-R-O-V-E-S, date of birth 4-15 of 1947. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Groves with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, Parkinson's disease, and proteinuria with significant orthostatic hypotension. His last visit was January 22nd of this year. He has had some very severe dizziness episodes as well as fatigue and a lot of weakness in his legs. He recently has not been having the daily dose of chlorthalidone because blood pressures that his wife has been checking are always less than 130 systolic and usually less than 120, and that's when she has been holding it. And today his blood pressure was 109 over 70 when she checked it in the morning, so she held the morning dose of lisinopril. But he's still very weak, and he actually needed a wheelchair to be able to get into the room today. He has not had any recent falls, his wife said, but he is just significantly weaker, and she's very, very worried about him. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He is alert and oriented and answers questions appropriately. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and he has increased weight by 5 pounds since his last visit. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema. Medications, lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol is 12.5 milligram daily. And I believe she usually gives that to him at bedtime. He's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Chlorthalidone was 25 milligram once a day, but she's not been giving that to him for at least a week. And amlodipine was recently decreased from 10 milligram daily to 5 milligram daily by Dr. Alkeek. So far, it has not helped the symptomatic hypotension. Physical exam, weight is 153 pounds, pulse 64, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 100 over 60. Standing, blood pressure was 70 over 40. He was very unsteady, and we had him hold on to his cane. Had the chair directly behind him in case he needed to sit back down quickly. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart, irregular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites. No peripheral edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 16th of 2024, and creatinine is 1.65, estimated GFR 43. Electrolytes are normal, sodium 138, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.9, calcium 9.0, hemoglobin 12.6, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, 2, history of hypertension with current symptomatic orthostatic hypotension. We are going to stop the chlorthalidone completely at this time, and I want her to hold the morning dose of lisinopril and just give him 20 milligram daily in the evening. We've also asked the wife to take blood pressures at home twice a day for the next week and then call us with results in 1 week in case further adjustments need to be made. Well, the next thing that would probably be done would be to completely stop the Norvasc if necessary. But if he's doing better, we'll keep him on that and just on the 20 milligram of lisinopril daily. That may need to be split up to 10 and 10, though. So that's why we're going to see how his blood pressure does over the next week on the current 20 milligram once a day. And we do want him to have labs every 3 months, which they will continue to do. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months also. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.